The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we're back, final hour. We'll lead into South Carolina State and South Carolina, a game that was moved because of the hurricane. And reporting live from Columbia, Cat Daddy is next.
Hey, Paul, looking good, sounding good. You can hear my gagging here, the wind and the beating. No, Paul, I tell you what, the weather, there's some gusty winds happening up to 20, 25 miles an hour, and there's probably some rain coming in, but it's not that bad at all. Not what them folks down there in Florida have gone through.
No, thank goodness.
Well, you got that right. But I think the game, as far as I know, is still on. If you heard anything, I don't know.
No, it's on. No, we talked to Ray Tanner about an hour or two ago, the athletic director at South Carolina. They'll be playing at 7 o'clock tonight.
Well, good. I've been real busy today, and
what was the gossip at the store today, Cat Daddy?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, everybody thinks we'll be all right tonight, but the excitement we had built up before is I just think kind of depleted a little bit. So things are getting more back to normal, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I don't live too far from your state. I know the mood of the Gamecock Nation. Cat Daddy, you still there?
Yes, sir. Well, we gonna try, Mr. Feinbaum. I ain't giving up on my Gamecocks, and I'm gonna tell you something too. Clemson is going to lose, and I know Mitch is gonna get upset about this, but I know that Clemson is going to lose at home to NC State, and the Pussycats are gonna weep like little babies.
Thank you, Cat Daddy. Be safe. Let's continue. Ron is in Virginia. Hello, Ron.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, Paul, is the answer to college football, sir.
It is.
And you are the answer, and I appreciate you. This is my 11th time on the show. I enjoy listening to all the incoming calls from all the great people that call in. I'm calling 9/11. You're going to like this. On the top four. I've heard a lot of callers calling in, Mike Griffith, whoever. And yes, it doesn't matter if the SEC isn't as strong as they normally are. We see that, okay? Which is a good thing for the Big Ten. So what's going to happen is what I see, and people see it too, like I do, is I'm not bragging. Ohio State looks good. Michigan's on upset alert. You've seen that.
Sure.
Georgia and Alabama. Alabama's going to surprise everybody, Paul. And I believe in a top four, and this is what the fan base wants, is Ohio State and Alabama. And look out. Before I go on this, my mother-in-law, from Lawrence County, Alabama, just kind of upset me. I hope I-Man and Handsome Joe and Legend hear me. She's on a fixed income, and she's retired, and she loves Alabama. She can't afford to get the ESPN channel or ESPN channel, and help me out with this, Paul, because some of the viewers can't afford to watch the normal channels when they want to watch the SEC channels.
Yeah, in most places, this channel, the SEC network, is available. But there are various. If you take a basic cable, you probably may not get it. So I understand that, and I'm sorry to hear that. But most places
yes,
in
sir.
The South, you'll probably get it. As you work your way around the country, it might be on a different tier.
Also, and I know you're busy, you're going to like this. I talked to you a few weeks ago about Hugh Freeze taking the Auburn coach's
right.
replacement. And Mike Griffin brought it up, Paul. That impressed me. What do you think?
Well, I think what people need to remember, there was some resistance to Hugh Freeze coming back a couple of years ago as a coordinator or in another position, because when he left Ole Miss, his program ended up serving a two-year probation. He was the head coach. He may not have been specifically named. And there was a feeling among administrators that he shouldn't be in the SEC while his program
yes,
is under sanctions. I think there's still a level of uneasiness, but I don't. There's never been an absolute you cannot hire him. I asked the commissioner about that point blank one day when we were doing a symposium in New York, and he said, no, I don't have that authority. I can offer an opinion, and his opinion is pretty important, though. But if Auburn wanted to hire him, I think they would be able to hire him. Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. George is up next in Kentucky. Hello, George.
How you doing? Yes, second call today.
Thank you.
I was just wondering. I've seen basketball court. I'm a big basketball fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think Tennessee recruited well enough this year?
In basketball, yes, I do. I think Tennessee, I guess we're talking basketball. Tennessee basketball is under Rick Barnes is on an incredible high. They're recruiting well in football, too. Matt is in San Antonio. Hello, Matt.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Mr. Paul Feinbaum? Sorry I didn't call you today at first. I didn't go to a doctor's appointment. But once I have my Aggies and this game come up against Mississippi State, man, all I'm hearing on the internet, all I'm hearing the stupid crap that Mississippi State's going to blow us out. I'm like, really? Okay, they're not that good, man.
Yeah, by the way, pretty much everyone we've talked to thinks that.
I think that's BS, because one thing you could do to Mike Leach is drive him freaking crazy. If you take away his ability to pass the ball, to run the ball, you drop four defensive people in the back, you take away his ability to throw the football. But nobody wants to consider that because they think, oh, this is going to blow us out. No, they're not. You beat us one time. What did we do last year? Arkansas said the same thing. They're going to beat us this year. But did they win? No. And I just have one more thing I want to talk to you about. Actually, a couple more things. Do you think Joe Turner deserves to be in the Hall of Fame after what happened at Penn State? And do you think Alabama's offensive coordinator should go to Georgia Tech as their offensive coach? Like, what's your thoughts on that? And you
well, first
Jackie
of all,
Joe
Paterno is in the Hall. Joe is in the Hall of Fame.
But do you think he deserves to be in there after what happened?
Well, it's a tricky question since he was selected on his career, not on what happened afterwards. As far as
okay, but do you
what was the second part of that question?
Do you believe the offensive coordinator?
Oh, Bill O'Brien. I think Bill O'Brien wants to be a head coach, and I mean, I think he's a capable head coach, Matt. I don't think he did a great job at Penn State. He replaced, I believe he did replace Joe Paterno there, and he did a phenomenal job of bringing that program back. He may have been the next guy, but he did a really fine job there. He didn't in the pros. He was not that great, but that would go for a lot of people, including Nick Saban. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check out Brad, who is up next in Alabama. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, I'm riding down the road, and I hear it every day. I listen to you every day, by the way.
Thank you.
And I've called in a couple of times. I like Legend. Me and Legend, we could have a beer. We really could. But this dude has got a big time problem with Georgia Bulldogs, man. And when I heard his call just now, I said, I don't even know if I'll be able to sleep tonight if I don't call and respond. You know, there's something, Paul, it's called a Freudian slip. I don't know if that'd be the explanation for it, but this guy has, it's all about Georgia on his mind. He is worried about Georgia. He is worried about them Dogs. And he should be. He should be. Dogs are number one in the country, not Alabama. It's the Dogs. And, you know, and when I talk about my Dogs, I always have to include Alabama because I'm worried about Alabama. So, you know, for this man to call up and act like we're some high school team, you know, I just can't. I don't know. I just couldn't. I couldn't even sleep tonight if I didn't call and respond to that.
Well, Brad, thanks for the call. You got the exact response he wanted you to have. We will take a break. Jackie Sherrill in a few minutes. We can't wait to talk to the legendary coach who was both at Texas A&M and Mississippi State. We'll be right back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. Jackie Sherrill joining us in a few minutes and really looking forward to that. Mike is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul, how you doing, brother?
Mike, we are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I wrote a new joke. I want to try it out on you. Is that all right?
I think you're going to like it. We are eagerly listening.
Okay, here we go. There's a white guy from Alabama and a black guy from Alabama and a white guy from Arkansas. Well, they is all at the hospital, Paul. Their wives was all giving birth at the same time.
Okay.
After a while, the doctor come out in the waiting room and he said, "Congratulations, gentlemen, your wives have all had beautiful, healthy baby boys. But there's a little problem. These nurses got these babies shuffled up a little bit, and we're not exactly sure whose is whose. So we're going to let y'all draw straws to see who gets first pick." Well, the white guy from Alabama got the long straw. So the doctor looked at him and said, "All right, you get first pick." White guy from Alabama looked at that doctor and said, "I'll take that black baby." The doctor looked at him in surprise and said,
"Okay." I think I've heard enough of that joke. I don't know about you, Randy.
Yes.
As soon as he said it, I have a joke. I should have just. But I was a I'm always a gullible for good humor. And I'm still a gullible for good humor because I heard terrible humor there. Let's talk to Drew up next. Hello, Drew.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing very well. We're okay. How about that?
All right, good. Yeah, I've been listening to the callers here. And a couple of questions. One, I was thinking, are the boosters at all the schools in panic mode from NIL and the portal taking their control and power away? But I've been listening to the other callers, and I believe the SEC needs Hugh Freeze more than he needs the SEC at this point. And I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the SEC has a lot of really good coaches, a few average ones. But to me, maybe because I've had second chances, I really believe that you make a mistake, whatever that mistake is, short of something cataclysmic that affects a lot of people's lives, you should get a second chance. And he's certainly repented. He's been very open about his fall from grace. He's paid for it. And
yeah,
I think he's a very good coach.
I do, too, and I've been watching him. I've lived in Virginia for 32 years and just moved back to Alabama. And I tell you what, the charisma and his coaching ability, I just think it would do wonders for the SEC again.
And Drew, what he ended up doing and why he was fired, it was obviously a terrible mistake, but it's not like all these other coaches have not, gone down dark roads too. He just got caught.
Right.
Yeah, I just probably said a lot there, but I'm okay with it. I've covered this sport a long time. Thanks for the call. Jeff is in Columbus, Ohio, and you are on the air.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, before I get to what I really wanted to talk to you about, did I hear Mitch from South Carolina call in earlier and take a shot at me about my call with you yesterday?
Possibly.
Yeah, I thought we had a really good conversation. He said you put me in my place, and we had a really good conversation, I thought, about who might be a commissioner and who's in control of power in college football.
I thought it was a pretty good call, too.
Yeah, I know Mitch isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. Maybe he's got to get some new hearing aids or something. But he needs to start listening a little closer, in my opinion, because I thought we had a great conversation yesterday, my man. Hey, Paul, is Danny Sheridan giving you NIL money to promote and protect legends?
How did you know?
Well, I was just wondering. It's pretty obvious. I mean, you go to a commercial break, and you get the trumpets out, you get the band out, and you say the Caller of the Year legends up next, and I mean, you promote him better than any more than you do Mike Griffith coming on. I mean, I'm thinking Danny Sheridan may be propping him up so he can pay off his debt to him. Because legend doesn't do anything but lose bets. I mean, there's no way in hell that legend's putting $1,000 on a football game Saturday. No way. Do you think he's really putting $1,000 down?
I have no idea what Legend's financial situation is, but if he said he's betting a grand on a game, why would I not believe that?
Well, then that means he's about 10 grand in debt. That's probably why Danny Sheridan's probably trying to prop him up so the guy can stand on 2 feet and maybe someday pay him off. And the other thing that's really comical, I mean, why can't Legend admit that Georgia is the champ until they get knocked off? I mean, he likes to run his mouth every year Alabama wins a title and says we're the champs until we get beat. I mean, I hope Ohio State beats Georgia to win the national title. But until we do that, Georgia's the champ. And the guy just can't accept it, can he? I mean, what do you think about that? You think Georgia's the champ right now?
No, I mean, I don't think anybody's. I mean, they're the defending champion. That has no. That's not like boxing where you get introduced as the the reigning heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, they were yesterday's winner. That's what they were. I mean, yeah, last year's winner, not.
Right, but if they're the defending champ and they're number one in the country until they get knocked off, I mean, he's acting like they're a second-class citizen. I mean, he runs his mouth every year Alabama comes back as a national title winner. I mean, doesn't he run his mouth every other year when Alabama wins?
I mean, Jeff, why can't you just admit that you find legends cause to be entertaining?
No, I just think he makes a fool of himself half the time just running his mouth like the guy said that just called in the Georgia fan that called in before the break.
Jeff, you obviously have listened to a lot of sports radio in your career as a whatever you do. He's an entertainer. Do you not understand that?
Well, yeah, I understand that.
He genuinely has fun doing what he does. This is a sideline for him. He's a character, Jeff. I mean, I know you wouldn't understand that being a character on a talk show.
This isn't a sideline for him.
Legend has a real life and a real job. And this is his, some people play golf. Some people go fishing. Some people like to call in talk shows bragging about how great their team is and how much money they made from getting in the lumber market early. And then some guys just like to let their hair down, let their freak flag fly, as he says.
Okay. But I just want to.
I mean,
Jeff,
do you ever have fun? Do you ever relax? Are you ever just not defending the Ohio State University? Do you ever, have some fun with the family or with friends and just kind of let it loose? Or are you always uptight? Are you always like the assistant principal in high school?
All the time, Paul. I've even invited you up a number of times to come on up in the summertime and enjoy some relaxing time.
Yeah, Jeff, I can't tell you how much fun that would be to sit around your lake house or your boat and drink beer and be arguing over whether Ohio State was better than Alabama. To me, that would be fun. Randy, are you in on that?
No.
Hey, why not? That's why you got to get the gang together and get that house Squirrel said, "That's what you got to do."
I know Squirrel. He's a really cool guy. I don't think we've ever met, have we?
No.
I've been to your town, but you weren't around that weekend.
I was supposed to meet you the night of that Michigan State game, but I wasn't going to come see you after that debacle.
Yeah, I mean, because you couldn't. I mean, I did something I don't normally do. I did an event in Columbus, Ohio, in the middle of the football season, and it just so happened to be the worst loss in modern Ohio State history, where they choked a game at home against an inferior team while having not only the best team in college football that year, but one of the best college football teams I've ever seen, Jeff.
Hey, that's fine.
Ezekiel Elliott. Who else was on that team?
Game.
I mean, you had all pros and first rounders running out the tunnel that night, didn't you?
Yeah, and Zeke only got like five carries.
Yeah,
that
and
night,
Urban Meyer did his usual choke job with the best team in the country, as he's done countless times.
So When are you coming back up?
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of places I'd like to visit in this country before I come back to Columbus, Ohio.
That isn't what you told me this summer. You said you want to get to the Horseshoe for a football game.
Well, that doesn't mean I won't get there.
Why are you trying to play to your base right now?
Well, it's not a matter of base.
I
go to an SEC campus every weekend. It's not like Alabama, Texas A&M. I'm going to run up and watch the Buckeyes play Purdue.
Oh, good job.
I mean, come on up, Paul. We'll go to the game and hang out and have some fun, like you said.
Well,
but yeah, I take a shot at legend. You got to start playing to your base again, just like
it's
you
not,
try it, to do.
This is not this is not base politics. This is the real world. I think Legend's a fairly entertaining guy. I think you're what do you think, Randy?
Annoying.
Randy said annoying. I wouldn't say that.
That's good. I'm glad I annoy Randy, if you want me to be honest with you. That's good for him.
It's good for you, Randy.
Oh, I feel better already.
Well, Jeff, listen, you take care of yourself. We're going to take a break here. Jackie Sherrill just told me he's been delayed, so we may not get to him immediately, but we will try to get to him as soon as he lands wherever he's going. Who knows? I'm just a paid commercial announcer right here. We'll be right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
In Arkansas. Hello, TC.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, this is TC from Arkansas. I just wanted to talk about, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff coming in this week with the whole Texas A&M deal last year, and even before, or last week, and even before that with the Missouri State game. So, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff about putting Arkansas down, you know. But, and this is my opinion. I kind of want to hear yours on it, too. We're playing Alabama next week at home. I've talked to my guys at Fayetteville, and they're wild about this game, you know. And from what I've gathered from the last 3 years, you know, I've been watching since Chad Morris was head coach. And you know how that went.
Like a disaster movie.
It was the worst years of my life, I can tell you that much. But we got Sam Pittman being quiet this week. You know, KJ, I like the guy, but KJ, he did make some mistakes. I'm sure Sam
let's not sugarcoat it. He made a disastrous mistake that probably cost Arkansas the game. Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Larry is back. Larry, can you answer the phone when we go to you or not?
Yeah, I was sitting here like I am right now, and it just cut off.
Yeah,
good. I paid my phone bill.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Larry. So what's going on, Larry? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've just been letting Legend take over, and he's doing a good job.
He is doing a great job.
Yeah.
You don't like Legend, do you?
I agree with Jeff 100%.
Really?
I mean, he's annoying. He just is. Look, Paul, let me tell you.
Okay.
I don't mind all this hollering and giggling and all that, but it's the same thing every time.
Now he's like your calls are like your calls are original, Larry?
Let me do a Legend. Hey, Paul, we're the best thing in the world. Yes, we're Alabama. Woo!
That's every Alabama fan, isn't it?
So you like all that, I guess. Okay. Yeah, he is a Legend fan. He don't give a damn. But you can't harp and do all that every call. It's annoying. But I have a volume button, so I can't complain.
Larry, is there any caller that you find suitable for framing?
Sure, Jeff. I like Jeff. He is a good caller. He gets into the backbone of this show, ESPN, and why you do this and why you do that.
He's a Yankee.
And Randy, I don't know why Randy calls him annoying. Randy's a Yankee.
Randy, are you a Yankee? I guess I'm Winston-Salem. You're right. He's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
He's a Yankee.
Right.
Last I checked, isn't Winston-Salem below that?
Still south of the MD.
Yeah, I think it's south of that all-important line there, Larry.
No, he's a Yankee if it's north. You say north is Yankee. I don't care. You say what
Larry, quick question here. Did you, back when you went to school, did you study anything about the Civil War?
Hell no.
I don't want to ask you a trick question here, but do you realize which side North Carolina was on?
Yeah, it's up north. It was the Northerners, them Yankees. Had to be.
Larry, could you help me? Randy, you're from North Carolina. Could you help me out here?
Yeah, what do you need?
Larry.
To me, it's north.
Larry thinks North Carolina was with the Yankees during the Civil War.
Says North Carolina.
it is pretty far north, but it's not that far north.
No.
It's far enough for me. Well, I don't care.
It wasn't far enough for General Grant, I can tell you that.
He's my new smirk. That's him right there, Randy. I saw him. He's a smirk. Boy, he's got that smirk all over his face.
Me?
Like the smirk. Where you at?
I'm smirk. Right here. I'm just making...
Where's the smirk at? Yeah.
He's behind the camera. That's where he is.
Yeah. That's where he needs to be and shut his trap. Needs to leave Jeff alone. Jeff, get a caller.
I don't want some Civil War historian calling me. I mean, there was some North Carolina contribution to the Union troops. But you got that in Alabama, too. You got that a lot of places.
Oh, BS, BS.
So you're not claiming the contribution of North Carolina to the Confederate cause, right?
You did this with that other smirk that used to work there. What was his name?
Kubiak.
What was that other smirk? What was his name, that Yankee ass?
That was Kubiak. John Hayes?
Kubiak. Randy looks like Kubiak. He even looks like him. He's a built smart, brother.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.